This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Four facts now about the magazine TV Guide. One, it still exists. Two, it's been profitable for the past 3 years. Three, its parent company just announced major plans to grow its publishing arm. And four, circulation is down by a third, and that's why the magazine is succeeding. From Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Opengate Capital bought TV Guide in 2008 for a dollar. The private equity firm became the magazine's fifth owner in just 10 years. Circulation was down from a peak of 20 million to like 3. Also, the deal did not include the website tvguide.com or the TV Guide TV channel, but Opengate founder Andrew Niku and his partners specialize in turnarounds. They like the idea.
You're not going to find many opportunities where you have a brand of this stature.
Especially not for a buck, which still didn't make it a sure thing. The owners approached a magazine veteran about heading TV Guide. Jack Klieger had run magazines like Elle and GQ. He said maybe.
I have to first take a look and see if it's all dead or mostly dead.
Cable had made TV Guide's original model, listings, impractical. There were too many channels to list. Klieger's plan focused on the guide part of the magazine's title. With a million channels, what's worth watching?
Quite frankly, how much TV can one watch a week? After 20 hours, you become a zombie.
So, reviews, not listings. He also set out to cut the circulation even more to the 2 million most loyal readers. That saved on paper, printing, and shipping. Now, revenue's down by almost half, but TV Guide makes money. Bill Mickey is editor of Folio, a magazine for and about the magazine industry. I asked him, so if I told you 5 years ago that TV Guide was going to be profitable, looking to grow in 2013, what would you say?
No way.
Who knows? Maybe Newsweek will come back. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.